Dobry Alta, or CM Private, news for Russia. I can't really speak, you know, there's people that, you know, use some Russian things that I've heard before, you know. So I think CM Private is kind of what the actual Russians say, you know. I think it means like hello people or something, I don't fucking know. But hey, you want to hear the fucking news that's coming out of Russia just now. I better check the BBC to see like if they're sort of coming out with their shit, you know. And they're obviously anti-Russian, but are they backing up what, you know, Russia's saying? It's not like because the way these media corporations work, like the media corporations don't say anything. They just pick and choose who they're going to say said something, you know. So TASS, the Russian state media, have reported that the Hungarian president or prime minister, the Hungarian political leader, has said something that, you know, in a sort of way, the Russian state media, by like announcing what he said, are kind of saying something. I haven't said what it is yet, you know, but I'm just having a wee glance at the BBC in the background here, just to see if it's backed up by, you know, what they're saying. And it doesn't appear that the BBC are saying anything. And I'm going to the BBC, that's kind of like the European Broadcasting Union, you know, it's no longer like Britain doesn't really have anything anymore, you know, apart from like a few lunatics like me that hope we could return to a day when we're trying to fix the problems that Margaret Thatcher had created rather than double down on them and pretending they aren't fucking scabs, you know. So anyways, nothing on the BBC. Interesting though, see when you look at like both sides of the story in Ukraine, right? Because like obviously Russia's like well tied up in the Ukraine stuff, right? And the European Union is well tied up in the Ukraine stuff. So you get the European Union version of reality and you get the Russian version of reality, and it's interesting to know the difference. In the Russian version of reality, they don't know anything about those missiles that have been, like cruise missiles have been used in Dnipro, or however it is you pronounce that town. It's a big deal, you know. I mean, I'm going to judge it by the size of fucking Glasgow. I'd say it's bigger than Glasgow, you know, maybe not as big as London. It's not like the capital, but it's a big sort of city and a big sort of, you know, it's the biggest pile of bricks for a lot of miles, let's just say, you know. And according to the European Union, the Russia is just pure bombarded it with cruise missiles. Now, a cruise missile, I'm not much of a military guy, but I have heard that a cruise missile costs £1 million to build. And people are like, well, that's, you know, you get the people who are like anti-war. It's like, why are you fucking building? Why are you using our tax money to fucking kill fellow peasants like yourself, you know? And there's people who are like, they're all military strategy and stuff like that, you know, and they're like, right, so it costs £1 million to build a cruise missile. What's the fucking point in that? That's awfully expensive for, you know, it's a really expensive stone to throw. It's a very expensive spear, you know, and the response to it is that, yeah, but it's £1 million to build a cruise missile, but a cruise missile can take out a £200 million aircraft carrier, you know. So that's the justification for it. So apparently they've used these cruise missiles, according to the European Union, they've used these cruise missiles and they've dropped them all over like Dnipro. And I'm kind of thinking, I don't know much about fucking military, I just fucking see it because it's always on fucking TV, right? And I've been watching this fucking shit show of human carnage for fucking all my life, you know? And, you know, I'm thinking like, you know, from my, you know, armchair general perspective, I have played the game Risk before, you know, so I'm a pure expert. I'm as expert on military affairs as Bill Gates is on vaccines, you know, and I know more about how to program a computer than Bill Gates. I had to hire Tim Patterson, but you know, just I'm just letting you know my level of expertise. I've played the game Risk before, you know, and I have won because you just put all your forces into Australia, and you know, that way that's how you win the game of Risk. Just like spoiler alert, you know, in case you ever play it, if I've worked out there's a strategy that never fucking loses. Whoever owns that fucking Australian area owns the whole fucking planet. Maybe that's why they had all these weird fucking vaccine mandates in, you know, Australia and New Zealand. Maybe these like armchair generals that are turning our world into a suicide clinic. nightmare totalitarian regime, their expertise is like, you know, playing the game Risk, and that's why they were so tight against Australia and New Zealand, you know. Just a thought. But I've got about the same level of what military genius behind us, you know. And you know, so the reports of the European Union, the use cruise missiles, and you know, given my, you know, expertise as a person that won the game Risk a few times and worked at a strategy to win it all the time, you know, I'm reckoning those cruise missiles were used on, like, if they were used, they're going to be used on like high value targets. They're not going to be dropped in residential homes, you know. It's like, well, what's a few fucking tax cattle? We're not going to spend £1 million on a bomb just to kill a few fucking tax cattle, you know. If they did use cruise missiles, they'd be using it in fucking serious fucking targets, you know. So I don't know, because when you look at the Russian side of the story, there's nothing going on in Dnipro at all. Absolutely fuck all. You know, it's like their whole map of the world is like, you know, like most of the shit is going on at the front lines, and there's a few bombs dropping here and there, but not very much. So I don't know, there's a lot of difference in the version of events. Now, looking at the BBC in regards to this thing, the Hungarian guy was saying, there is nothing in the European Broadcasting Union media, I would suppose, at least Britain side up, you know, or Britain side down, whatever you'd call that fucking nightmare regime, the BBC, you know. You know, that's my sort of spirit level for working out what sort of shite the Brit people in Britain are being fed. But the sort of shite the people in Russia are being fed is kind of interesting, because TASS, their version of the BBC over there, is basically saying that the Hungarian guy has said, and you know, it's kind of like when the BBC says, like, a new report has said that women need to kill their babies. You know, that's kind of the way the BBC never say anything. They just decide to report something that they think is important for people to know about, you know. Well, you know, it's like, oh, the surveillance apparatus might be good. A new report says surveillance apparatus might be good in preventing crime, and little children go blind and they wipe dog shit in their eyes. So don't you need to pay a fine if you don't pick up your dog shit. And I don't own dogs, you know. Like, if a dog was living in my house, I'm not its owner, you know. It's like, don't fucking piss in my carpet, you cunt, you know. And outside of that, if you can behave like a civilized dog, it's like, well, you're my buddy, you know. I don't own the fucking thing, you know. It owns itself. So I've got a bit of a sort of fucking weird reality thing here, you know, because I'm living in a world full of fucking pyramid worshipping loonies, you know. It's like, you know, in the name of the pyramid, let's throw our fucking babies into an abortion clinic and toss granny in a suicide clinic and blame it on the unvaccinated, you know. Normal fucking practice with fucking lunatics that worship the pyramids, you know. So Russia has decided to, you know, say what this Hungarian guy's saying. And what the Hungarian guy's saying is, and he's like, Hungary is part of the EU, and this is like the president, where is he? What's his name? Orban. So Hungary says no to EU's preparations for conflict with Russia. Orban, who the Hungarian Prime Minister, is campaigning for election on the basis that Brussels should go and take a running fuck to itself. And what he's actually said is that, according to the information that he's got, and remember, like, Tony Blair's dodgy dossier, you know, the politicians can lie us into a fucking war, you know. This is a politician. If you're into this, like, oh, I'm on the side of Russia or I'm on the side of Ukraine, like, if you're into the side of any fucking politician, there's something fucking wrong with you. They're lying through their fucking teeth. They're walking about in business suits, taxing the shit out of his promises, and they're going to protect our human rights tomorrow, you know. So just, you know, bear in mind the context of this, right? But what he said is, well, maybe didn't he? This is the report, right? Budapest, December the 6th, TASS. EU leaders have made a decision to prepare for war with Russia by 2030, but the Hungarian government will do everything to prevent such developments, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said, addressing a rally in Kecskemét on Saturday. I can't speak Polish, you know, in terms of what the use of the Latin alphabet. I'd like to say to you, like, Polish people or Hungarian, I suppose, like, I must be in Hungary, you know, all you people for that sort of neck of the woods, all your letters are round the wrong fucking way. You know, you're not as bad as the Russians. Like, they've fucking just taken the letter R and fucking turned it round the wrong way. Their N is upside down, or no, back. It's mirror image, you know, and they've got all sorts of weird characters. At least you, like, Hungarians and Polish people, at least you know how to use, like, a proper fucking alphabet, unlike those fucking Greeks and those fucking Arabs, you know. But your letters are all round the wrong fucking way, you know. You don't get, like K-E, C-S-K-E, and there's always a fucking Z in the middle of it. I don't know how to read that shit, you know. And I think it's appalling that your English is terrible. In these countries, you know, you're used to the Latin alphabet as well. Okay, like, you might disagree, but you're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to hold and impart and receive your opinion, even if it's satirical bollocks, you know. But that's kind of what's going on. Russia is now propagandising their people to prepare for a war with the European Union by 2030. I don't see anything in the European Broadcasting Union networks regarding this, but they're saying it's coming from a European Union Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, who's campaigning against Brussels. So, I'm noticing in the BBC yesterday, it was like, Germany has a reinstated voluntary military service. I can't remember the exact words, but they made it sound like that. Like, you know, the Germany to reintroduce voluntary military service. And I'm like, well, I can remember during the Cold War, West Germany, if you want to join the army, you could join the West German army. And in East Germany, I get the feeling that if people want to join the East German army, they could join the East German army voluntarily. And nobody was being conscripted. And there's the modern Germany, I'm under the impression that nobody's being conscripted. And it turns out the headline's a bit fucking fake. Nobody's being conscripted. Nobody was being conscripted. Voluntary military service will continue in Germany, as it always has done, contrary to the way the BBC put it. When you look at the details of it, this story introduces the idea that Germany has given out a form to 18-year-olds in Germany. If you're a male and you're 18, you're mandated, you're going to jail if you don't fill out the form. And the form is like a simple yes or no. Would you join the German military? And they can answer yes, or they can answer no, or they can roll the thing up in a ball, wipe their arse with it, wrap it up in an envelope, put a stamp on it, and send it back to their Department of Defence, or whatever it would be called, you know, in Germany. The Bundeswehr, I think, is kind of like that. I'm not quite sure, you know, but something like that, you know. A mandatory forum, it's not conscription, but a mandatory forum that's headed in that direction. And the same day that the BBC published that, they're also publishing how it is that in France there's discussions at top levels about conscription. Now remember, there's a media corporation. Media corporations created the Iraq War, the War on Terror. You know, if nobody heard anything about the War on Terror, you know, before it happened, they'd have been like, well, you know, the UN was dealing with the Iraq after the invasion of Kuwait, and it wasn't the UN that did, you know, the UN held it down, you know, with the help of the various people there, but it was no threat. There was no weapons of mass destruction. That was a lie by Tony Blair, parroted off repeatedly by the BBC, you know, beating the war drums to kill a bunch of fucking kids, young men in, you know, Iraq. So I'm over the age of conscription, I believe, you know. I think I could still voluntarily join the military in some fucking weird capacity, but you know, where was the actual military people when it came to the sovereignty, like the democratic parts of our country? Why didn't they just arrest the media the moment they joined the EU, violating our sovereignty? We never voted for anything, and the mainstream media propagandists that got, you know, the person who committed a coup in so John Major committed a coup and the Conservative Party took over as Prime Minister without being elected, then almost immediately signed over the sovereignty of Parliament to the European Union before it was formed, you know, to what would become the European Union on the 1st of November, 1993. He signed that treaty illegally, you know, because nobody, you know, he's supposed to be there as a commoner representing the will of the people. He just didn't care about the will of the people. That's his buddies over there, you know. So anyways, Russia is propagandizing its people to support, you know, a potential war with the European Union by 2030, saying that the European Union intends to, you know, be at war with Russia by 2030. It's 2025, this is 5 years away. And some of the news that was in like yesterday's BBC was, you know, like, Germany's did something that sort of heads towards conscription, but they made it look like they've reintroduced something that's always been there, you know, nothing's changed as far as voluntary. But there's now a mandate on 18-year-olds to encourage them to say yes, probably, you know, because, you know, the government of Germany just, you know, no job, no job. No job, no job, no welfare, starve to death or obey the fucking government. And these people are expected to fill out a form saying yes or no to join the people that fucking did that to protect their fucking regime, you know. It's a scary fucking situation for an 18-year-old, you know. It's not just like death in the battlefield, but they're betraying their people if they support the government. They're betraying the government if they support the people. What are you going to say? You know, fucking dangerous situation. So that's, you know, on the BBC yesterday. What's on the Russian news today is this Hungarian guy saying that the EU intends to be at war with Russia in 2030. That's coming out of Russian propaganda, but it's kind of backed up with certain things said in the BBC yesterday. So, if you look at the history of the EU, I don't know about now with the Brexit thing, but, you know, what you notice is that in order to be more in line with our European partners, that was a lot of their sales pitch. Nobody ever supported the European Union, as Brexit showed, you know, after a 27-year propaganda campaign completely 100% in favour of European Union integration, to the absolute decimation of anyone that wanted a referendum. You know, 27 years later, they said no. That 27 years of fake fucking democracy, the only people that were ever represented were the propagandists and the spin doctors, the people never get a say. I mean, they did, you know, the whole demographics have changed with all the influx of, like, European migrants, never mind the illegal people coming over in rubber dinghies. And children being born, gaslighted into a reality where surveillance cameras in public streets isn't fucking East German Stasi technology to the extreme. It's fucking normal for them to live in a totalitarian regime, you know? And despite all that, you know, those who continue the faith in the electoral system told them to fuck off. And if Viktor Orban's right, and if Tass isn't just, you know, misquoting what he actually said, then the European Union intends to have a war with Russia by 2030. And a lot of those gaslighted kids, I think their totalitarian regime is a mother and protector. The actual reality is those fucking cannon fodder kids are the protectors of those who are merely enslaving them. Now, when you look at, like, the BBC, the European Broadcasting Union, so in order to be more in line with our European partners, maybe we should consider suicide clinics, maybe we should consider more measures to stop the terrorists, you know. They had no excuse for all that surveillance apparatus in 2001, when the 9/11 event had happened. They started selling all the surveillance apparatus, oh, it's to stop terrorism. But the surveillance apparatus was there from 1995. Between 1995 and 2001, things are slowly getting anti-American in British media. And the Americans were the people that protected us the last time people were pushing gig economies and suicide clinics in Europe, you know. They came to our aid. And only after 2001, all these anti-American people started, you know, being, oh yeah, yeah, I've always loved America. It's like, you've never fucking loved anything in your life, mate. You know, you backstabbed your own fucking country for your European dictatorship. And Tony the phony, the EU apparatchik, caused the war on terror with faulty intelligence about 45 minutes. Weapons of mass destruction, well, why didn't they use them? Now, why does Saddam Hussein not use weapons of mass destruction, like, 45 minutes after the invasion began? Because he didn't fucking have any, because the UN had that place locked down after they invaded Kuwait. But, hey, you needed someone to, you know, keep America busy. Well, you've built your fucking empire of fucking destitution and warfare. And lawfare and false accusation and all the crimes against humanity your regime's committed. You know, Brexit's not happened until we've dug up the graves and Tony Blair and John Major, when once they're in jail incarcerated for the rest of their natural lives. You know, and once all the people that support, once we start digging up the mass graves of the EU, that's when Brexit's happened, not before. And they want their kids to go and get fucking slaughtered in a battlefield. And they've had to gaslight them about the history of how the European Union came to be, what they did to their own people, the scabby bastards. The scabdemic, you know, like, well, I'm not talking about the pandemic, you know, I'm talking about the scabdemic. So the 1980s Margaret Thatcher, you know, what she did to the miners. And there's a whole bunch of people that sit there, oh, I support the working class, and they've jumped on board the system that did that, pretending it's all over now, and things have just steadily get worse. Whose fault is it? Anybody but the people who are sitting there in positions of power. And they'll sit there and say, yeah, but there's people that are higher than me, aye, but you're sitting there in positions of power protecting them and engaging the very crimes directly. You can't blame the guy behind you that you're protecting for the actions that you commit. It's on your conscience, not some other guy that you're going to stand between. You know, it's always like it's Pharaoh that done it, you know, Pharaoh, that they're obeying Pharaoh. How do we know it's not just about a bunch of whipmasters that have got like King Charles III in a jail to be brought out to, you know, say, oh, I'm saying this, I'm saying the next thing, I'm saying that, whatever the fucking whipmasters tell me to say. And the whipmasters are telling me, oh, don't blame me, blame the guy above me. Well, let's speak to him then. Like, let's have a conversation with the guy above you that guarantees your right to commit crimes against humanity. Have a look at the Nuremberg Code, you administered that. That can't be dealt with impunity, you know. So I've got a lot of things to say against the European regime. But this is not Ursula von der Leyen, you know, it's all their fucking fanatics, their Tony Blair fanatics, their TV, European Union TV celebrity fanatics. They mass murdered Europe and turned us into slaves for their own greedy ends. And now Viktor Orban is saying that they're planning to slaughter their own fucking kids, because they'll be slaughtering us before there's going to be a war. We are the internal, genuine political opposition that have been censored, gaslighted, hate speech. Oh, not a conspiracy theory, you know. As if there was any democratic legitimacy to it ever. A referendum was called for by people who were older and wiser than us, who were here. Just normal people on TV, normal people when, you know, and you just thought, no, we're not having a referendum because we don't need it, because we've decided, we'll decide what everybody wants. Regardless of even listening to them. And then when the Brexit referendum happened, oh, democracy is not legally enforceable, it's not, you know, a referendum is not legally binding. So, you know, they're going to be sending their own kids off to fucking slaughter to protect our terrorist regime from the consequences of all the crimes against humanity that have been committing against the CIS countries. The Cold War ended in 1989, but not for the fucking greedy bastards that run the European Union and the various fanatics. Or now we need to hate the Russians, now we need to hate Donald Trump. We have to be opposed to America and Russia. To support a bunch of lying bastards with a fake democracy, throwing granny into a suicide clinic and blaming on the unvaccinated. But what I'm warning you about here is, like, before they're going to send their children off to go and get slaughtered to protect their fucking lies, they're going to get rid of us first. 1944, 250,000 people sent into gas chambers. Zyklon B, the corporation that was contracted by the state of Nazi fucking Germany, the Third Reich, to provide Zyklon B, IG Farben, to kill people at a much greater rate than what was happening in the labour camps. In the labour camps, that's where the vast bulk of the Holocaust came from. There wasn't like 6 million Jews. There was over fucking 21 million Slavs that were killed in it. And the Western side, fuck knows, but the names that appear in the 250,000 that died in gas chambers in 1944, at the tail end of the war. Well, you want to look at the names, it's like Thompson, Jones. There's a few Slavic names in it, there is some Jewish names in it as well, you know, but it's just names for people across Europe. Just ordinary people just slaughtered because they didn't support Nazi fucking Germany. So for those people who are out and out, you know, telling the truth about what the EU has always been from the day it started, they're going to, you know, speed up the suicide clinics, because that's what they did in, you know, in 1944. And then they're going to have their war because we're a problem for them. You know, we're the internal problem because we're telling people what actually, how the actual history, that, you know, they think history's written by the winners. And we're relating, well, actually, they're telling a pack of lies. So we, you know, we stand in the road of them being able to brainwash everybody to fight for the fucking terrorist regime. So they're going to get rid of us as quick as fucking possible, you know. I wish it was Viktor Orban or Vladimir Zelensky or Vladimir Putin, or, you know, like when a country goes down, you know, the guy in Syria, he's on the phone, he's got a helicopter and he's off to another country. You know, me, I'm stuck in this shit just relating the truth to my people, not as some sort of fucking leader that collects taxes from them but concerned for their fucking well-being, and they're concerned about their well-being first. The Nazis throw me off a cliff, they didn't fucking see anything because they don't want to get into trouble with the bastards of fucking Europe, you know. So just a fair warning about what might be coming down the pike within 5 years. That means within 5 years the bastards will want us dead. And like I'm saying, if you've listened to recent videos, I'm in a sort of starvation matrix here, you know. I've been like, you know, this gig economy, there's no fucking health and safety in any practice, you know. It's not, you know, the health and safety measures is somewhere between, you know, a fancy, you know, show that they put on for the outside world, or, you know, there's places that are genuinely just doing it on their own behalf. But when you're in the gig economy, they'll play fucking ping pong with your basic human rights, you know, not ping pong, it's the workplace that needs to deal with that ping pong, no, it's the employer that needs to deal with it. You're sitting there in the freezer getting a lung condition, they don't know anything about it, and you're not getting any fucking welfare if the welfare system stabbed you in the back, tossed you in the bin. You know, I'm not like sanctioned from the dole, but I did get a sanction, which is now, you know, supposedly lifted, but given the fact that sanction occurred because I was recording evidence of human rights violations at a Department of Work Pensions office, and they declared the policy of their premises to be above a High Court judge, above a judge, and my rights under the Data Protection Act from the law did not apply, nor did any of the rights under the Data Protection Act apply to anyone that walks into a benefits office, that I've got on record. And they got me, you know, they found any excuse to sanction me for 3 months, and that's like starvation. You don't get any welfare despite all the fucking taxes. So as far as I'm concerned, the welfare state tried to fucking kill me. I'm still alive. I'm not going back there. Unfortunately, the policy of the premises is not compatible with my legal rights, and it's not compatible with my human rights. It's not compatible with the High Court judgments, it's not compatible with court judgments, and it's not compatible with the Data Protection Act. They are outside the law, they are criminals. And they want me dead. Thanks for all your donations in these desperate times I've been having, you know. I noticed there's 6 upvotes in the comments. I get the idea that if you've had enough to, like, cover your own, you know, nightmare scenario, you would, you know, contribute to me. But you notice the 6 downvotes in that top post and the pinned post at the top of the comments. What the fuck's that all about? Who could be offended except fucking evil people doing evil things that need things covered up? I'm working in amalgamation with the totalitarian system of slavery that's going on. These people want us dead, and if they're going to have their war like Viktor Orban's warning, they want us dead before it happens. So, fair warning, be careful.